610 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia, back with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Dan, you're gone for a week. I'm gone for a few days, and all hell breaks loose.
What happened? We had flooding and wind and earthquakes, and now an eclipse.
Yeah, end of days. The red tide's coming. There's all kinds of, who knows what's happening later today. Locusts are coming. The fish washing up. I don't know. Anyway, the eclipse, we're not going to see a full eclipse here in New Jersey.
So right? We weren't anyway. This was only going to be a partial eclipse. Yeah. You'd have to travel several hours north or west to get in that path of totality where the sun gets completely
covered. Like Tennessee,
covered.
Arkansas, right?
Even far western Pennsylvania and far upstate New York. But clouds are going to be a problem even with our partial eclipse here.
Yeah.
I think there will be breaks. I don't think it's a total loss for New Jersey. You just might have to be patient to actually, you know, see good glimmers of what the sun looks like. It needs to be said, because, you know, sometimes common sense is hard in this world, as you know.
Agreed.
Do not look directly at the sun.
Right.
Ever. Not just during a solar eclipse, but ever don't look at the sun. Need those eclipse glasses or a solar filter if you really want to see.
But it's worse than just looking at it normally, walking out and getting some morning sunlight, looking at the sun. It's more intense. Is that it?
Only slightly. I've seen that. I've heard that. That's the traditional. But my bottom line is just never look right at the sun.
Yeah.
It's just a bad idea. It's going to hurt.
So this... And it's not like it's an instant thing. It lasts. I saw a range, right? It starts around 1 o'clock and lasts till 5.
So here in New Jersey, it starts around 2 o'clock and goes to about 4:30. So it's two and a half hours total. Right in the middle there, 3:15, 3:30, that's the sweet spot when most of the sun will be covered. It's not going to get dark here. You might notice like a little change in the light. Maybe it might look a little weird, but it's not going to like look like nighttime.
Yeah.
The sun is still very bright, and we're still going to have, you know, 10 to 20% of the sun shining through. That's enough. But it's a phenomenal astronomical event. Hopefully everybody gets to see it at least a little bit. I wish I could have traveled to that path of totality and found a good spot for that.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome. The next time we have a total solar eclipse over continental U.S. is 2044.
All right. We'll be waiting for that.
Yes.
I don't know that we'll be here reporting on it.
You never know.
You never know. Exactly. You never know. Real quick, though, it's going to get warm up. This week,
you know,
yesterday was beautiful.
It was a
beautiful
nice day. And today is a few degrees warmer than that. Tomorrow we'll see 70s. So more spring-like temperatures than anything else this week. Next chance of rain is going to be Wednesday into Thursday.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Dan.
Yep.
So, Eric, the earth shook a little bit while I was gone.
Yeah, it was a little freaky.
So what happened? It was not far from here. The epicenter was, Lebanon? So
Hunterdon County.
Right, Hunterdon County. So, you know, within 30, 40 minutes of here. What was it like? Did things shake or was it loud?
It wasn't loud. I didn't hear anything, but the building was definitely swaying. I mean, things were falling down off the wall and, you know, I had some pens and pencils on my desk that were kind of, you know, moving back and forth, rolling on their own.
Kind of cool.
It was a little strange. It was a weird feeling. It's a second time that I've been in an earthquake. The one was just before Hurricane Irene. We were in South Jersey. We were out in the we were cabin camping with the boys, and it was a little strange.
But you assumed it was a construction related issue with the warehouse being built.
Yeah, we have a building that's being built, and they're putting in the big steel beams and everything like that. So I mean, everybody assumed that it was coming from the construction site.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the phones just exploded in the newsroom, you know, the people calling in.
Yeah.
And we were able to confirm pretty quickly that it was, in fact, an earthquake. Didn't know the magnitude until a little bit later on. And then we had the 4.8 was the revised magnitude. Then we had a 4.0 aftershock. Which
around
came
6
a couple
at
hours
night,
later.
Right? A few hours later, yeah.
And then, but we've had 38 aftershocks now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I got back Saturday. It was all done by then,
I think. It was all done. Yep.
Yeah, I mean, and Jody's mom did not feel anything at the house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we asked her. Well, all of a sudden my phone blew up. So it must have happened it happened right after the show. So Friday, so we were en route and I was getting texts saying, are you okay? I was tempted to text back, no, I'm under some rubble. Please get help. I mean, because, you know, if you think the text coming in, like,
yeah,
if I were not okay, you'd have probably known at some point, I would think. Right. What was I going to do? It just, it made me laugh because I get it. People were concerned, but it you know, I, of course, saw the chuckle in that because I see the opposite of what most people see.
Uh-huh.
But no real damage.
No, we had,
I saw somebody tweeted a video, though, of a water main that burst.
Yes, so you still have a boil water advisory that is in effect for Randolph Township. That's Morris County.
Yep.
That was really the only substantial damage that we heard. I mean, there may have been some foundational damage, but nothing of any large scale and really no reports of any.
Does your insurance cover that?
Well,
a crack, I guess, in your basement foundation now from this?
I think it depends on your policy and what riders you have. So
can you imagine?
Yeah. I mean, when that's what happened with the earthquake prior to Irene, is that I had the basement foundation cracked. Then we got all the water, which pushed into the crack. So that was covered. Mine was covered because I had water infiltration.
God,
not necessarily because the foundation cracked. Yeah.
All right, so did you feel it on Friday? Sorry I was not here to experience this with you. What did you feel? What did you think was happening? And do you have any damage? Or did you not notice it at all? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 616 is the time. Traffic and weather coming up next.
All right.
622 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank Parks Casino and Sportsbook for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. So, producer Kristen, it was, I take the best time off.
Yeah,
earthquake. You know, crazy rain, unbelievable. Well, so the earthquake, did you feel it?
No, because I was driving.
Yeah.
Apparently, if you were driving, you didn't feel anything.
I have.
.637 on New Jersey, 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadio with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. All right, let's jump right back into it. So, had an earthquake on Friday. A lot of people shocked, shaken up. Eric, it was things falling off the walls here at the station.
Yeah, it was.
Jeez.
It was.
What the hell?
And even once you knew what it was, you were kind of baffled by it. You know, and Dan and I were talking about it in the newsroom. It's not really a weather event. It's a geologic event, but it's different than if it was a thunderstorm or, you know, even like a tornado or a hurricane, because you can see it coming.
There's some predictability.
Right.
There's a weather map. Yeah. It's something we could talk about the day before. Hey, what do we expect?
Yeah.
Earthquake just happened.
And it is a weird sensation to literally feel the ground move under your feet.
Yeah. Is that your first earthquake?
It was my second. I was in the one before Irene.
Before that's Irene. Right. Yeah. But that was not as big, was it?
No, and it was, you know, we were camping in Salem County, and the boys had just gone in the cabin, and I was cooking lunch out on the grill, and all of a sudden, the hot dog started shaking on the grill.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I really haven't had any adult beverages.
I was going to say, wait a minute.
I have my faculties about me. What is that? It was an earthquake.
Wow. All right. What did you feel on Friday with New Jersey's 4.8 on the Richter scale? Sounds high, but I mean, I think that, you know, I don't know. We had an earthquake once. I was in Costa Rica and pretty much didn't feel it, but it was a little bigger than that. But where we were, we didn't feel it. But that was the only time I've ever been through an earthquake. And that was pretty much people telling me that we had been through an earthquake. I didn't really feel it that much. What about you? Where were you on Friday? Let's start with Juan in Bridgewater. What's going on, Juan? Hey, Juan, I can't hear you. Ah, yes. So we've been having some technical issues this morning. And I think this is a code pink is what we call this. Juan, hang in there. Is that what we call it, Producer Kristen?
Can you at least get it right?
What do we call it?
Operation Pink Cord.
Oh, that's right. Operation Pink Cord. So we don't have an ability at this moment to answer the phones. However, that's not true. You can call 1-800-283-101.5 and you will be placed on hold. And then, that's it. It's going to start. That's where it stops. So hang out on hold, because I do want to ask you at some point when we get the phones back. So Operation Pink Cord means Producer Kristen comes in the studio, and unlike the old days where she had to crawl under the studio pull out the plug and then plug it back in, now we actually have, believe it or not, instead of upgrading the system, this was the corporate workaround. Don't upgrade the system. Don't invest any real money. But they put a box that we can flip a switch and it should reset. We're going to try it one more time. Juan in Bridgewater. Oh, look at that.
Can you hear me now?
I can. I got to tell you, this pink cord workaround, I mean, this is pretty good. You almost want something to go wrong just to see how we can fix it.
Never a dull moment for a morning, right?
Never is, Juan. How you doing, man?
So far, so good.
Good. So where were you Friday? Yeah.
I live in Bridgewater. My wife was at an appointment about 4 or 5 miles away, and she was 3 miles away from Lebanon.
Wow.
So, and she was in a third floor building. I was on the ground floor of my garage. I felt the ground shake. I could hear things moving around the garage, but I didn't feel much else. My wife was on the third floor. She said everything was moving around.
Now, and was this her office, Juan?
The higher you were,
or she was
at
an appointment?
She was an appointment. She was an ENT appointment.
Yeah. Let me just ask you, Juan. It was your garage. You're at home.
Yeah. Yeah. So, ground floor garage and detached. And I was on the ground floor. And I did not feel the floor shake, but I did feel I could hear everything else around me, moving and groaning around.
What did you think it was?
I at the beginning, I thought it was some kind of explosion.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I looked around, I was like, this does not look like an explosion, because even the animals started running, rushing away. Even the birds and everything that was around me was flying away.
Now, when did you call your wife right away?
No, actually, she called me immediately. I started looking it up, because my neighbor is into ham radios.
No kidding.
She immediately said, yeah. So she's like, oh, no, this was an earthquake. It was an earthquake. It was an epicenter only a few miles away. I'm like, okay, well, that's what it was.
So what did she experience on the third floor? I realize the higher you go, the more you're going to feel it, but what was it like?
According to her, everything was moving around. Even the nurses and the doctors didn't know what to do. She just grabbed my daughter and she said, we're out of here. She went straight to the stairs and she just bolted out of there.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Have you ever experienced anything like that before?
Never in my life.
No, me either. I said we were in Costa Rica once and there was an earthquake. It was a little bigger, but it was a little further away. And they say it moved. I don't even really remember it. We were swimming at the time. You just didn't really notice anything happening.
Water,
but
you don't feel it.
Yeah.
When you're in the water, you don't feel it.
Yeah. Yeah. Or driving.
Apparently. You're right.
So, all right. I mean, Juan, there's no, do you have any animals at home? Do you have a dog?
No, I don't. I have pet bunnies, and they were running all over the front, the whole house like crazy. I was like, what is going on here?
Was there any reaction to the animals before it happened? They say animals kind of sense something is happening.
No,
you didn't
I wasn't
notice.
Paying attention. You were, yeah. You don't really look for those signs, but you're right. That's what they say. And the first thing I noticed, and I was literally in my garage, and my doors were open, and I see all these birds flying away, and then I heard the rumble. And I was like, okay, what is going on?
Right? Wild. Yeah. All right, man. Juan, good to talk to you. Glad everybody's okay. Appreciate you.
Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Take care. So Eva in Phillipsburg sent us a note on the app that she felt nothing in Phillipsburg, but her son in Washington felt it. And John, also in Phillipsburg, said that their construction repair shop in Piscataway, everybody felt it, but they thought that a bulldozer had hit the building. So what did you experience on Friday? Did you feel the earthquake? And sidebar, did your dog react first, and you're like, what the hell is wrong with the dog? And then you felt the shake. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:45 is the time. Your call's coming up. Traffic and weather next.
More with Bill Stadia in minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
.651 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talk in Jersey, taking your calls 1-800-283-101.5. So we had an earthquake on Friday. I missed it. I was in Florida. For those of you asking, thank you. The trip was great and very successful. Mar-a-Lago is incredible. President Trump gave a really inspiring and powerful speech. I, of course, missed the reception because our flight was delayed 2.5 hours, 3 gate changes, 3 time delays, and we had to take a bus from Terminal A to Terminal C. So by the time we finally got there, I was lucky to walk in minutes before he took the stage to speak. So I was happy to be there for that. And, of course, our friends at Border 911, the organization, raised a ton of money. It was outstanding, and we spent the time in Del Rey and Boca Raton and had some incredibly productive meetings. One of the big things that I was down there for was to meet with prospective donors for our ballot integrity initiative and vote by mail initiative. So I'm happy to report that it was a stellar, stellar success. So more to come on that. A lot more to come, actually. There'll be a lot of announcements coming up over the course of the next few months, so I'll keep you posted on that. Funny, so there was an earthquake, and I get a note from a friend of mine. Apparently, a New Jersey Senate candidate went viral for blaming the 4.8 magnitude earthquake on climate change. You can't make this stuff up, really. Did you feel the earthquake? Let's go to Stella in South Plainfield. Hey, Stella, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, hi, good morning. I'm good. By the way, you are a good-looking dude.
Well, thank you, Stella. Appreciate that.
Yeah, you're a looker. Anyway, I did not feel the shake. I did not feel the earth shake.
Yes.
What I did hear was an explosion.
Really? Well, wait, Stella, were you home?
Yes, I was home, sitting in the living room.
Following me on social media, checking out the website?
No, my daughter wound up calling me and telling me that it was an earthquake. Otherwise, I thought something in the house exploded. So I went
really?
Up the attic, I went upstairs, I went down. I thought my heater might have exploded because it's an older heater.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe either that exploded or the water heater.
So what happened? Your daughter called you to see if you were okay?
Yeah. I have 2 daughters, so they both, checked on me.
Yeah.
But I would have never known that it was an earthquake because I didn't. And then I noticed the water in the coffee pot in the kitchen was shaking, but I figured that was from the explosion. So I went outside, checked the house, checked everything. Everything was okay, thank goodness. But yeah, I did not feel the earth move.
Yeah, just a loud bang.
Yeah, which really kind of makes me nervous because everybody else, when I went on Facebook, was feeling the shake.
So, you know what? I was talking to Chris from Chris and the Crew on PST, our sister station. We share studio space. And she said that in their studio, it was less the shake and it was way more the sound. So she heard it as, so you're not the only one, Stella, that it was more of a bang and an explosion than a shake. I think it would depend on where you were. Still unsettling because not predicted. There was no warning, right? All of a sudden, things are moving, and it's loud as hell. How long did it last, Stella? Or was it just a bang, and that was it?
Seconds.
Yeah.
But then later in the afternoon, I know somebody put the time on it. Sometime in the afternoon, I was in the kitchen doing the dishes.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool because all of a sudden I felt a little bit of a rumble.
Yeah, the aftershock.
The aftershock. And I saw the bush in front of my window sway, and then the water was shaking. And I'm like, oh, wow, that is so cool.
Stella, it shows you how not in control of nature we are.
Yes.
Right?
Kind of Yeah, it's kind of scary in a way, but
yeah,
at the same time,
it is
kind of exciting.
Yeah, it's why it's interesting. Well, Stella, listen, I've got to jump, but thank you for the very nice compliment. That was nice of you to say.
You're very welcome. You have a super great day and enjoy the eclipse because that's the next excitement.
That's the next wild thing happening. You take care, Stella. Have a good one. All right, Nancy, I'll get to you first on the other side of the news. Everyone hang in there. It is 6:56. We're talking about the earthquake. Did you feel it? Did you hear it? Is it somewhat unsettling? And are you surprised that there was a candidate for the U.S. Senate trying to make it a political thing about climate change? Can't make it up. Only in Jersey, guys. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. Your story's coming up about what you experienced or felt on Friday. But right now, the news is next in 3.5 minutes. 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. We're talking about the earthquake. Let's start with Joyce in Harmony. So what did you feel on Friday? Morning, Joyce.
Good morning. Oh, it was bad.
Tell me.
I was sitting on the couch and my dogs jumped. I have three dogs and they all jumped off the couch before I felt it.
Really?
And they were barking.
See, that's what I thought, that the dogs would know something was up.
Yep.
So what did you think was happening when all three dogs are assaulting you on the couch?
Well, I live on 519, and we can hear the trucks go past.
Yeah.
And I thought it was the trucks at first, and I said, no way. I said, there must have been something happening. As soon as I thought that, I felt the floor. And I said, oh, no. Because
really?
We had one about 12 years ago, but it wasn't as bad.
So you kind of expected, like, all right, I know what this is.
Yeah.
And you were right near the epicenter. I mean, you're not far. Harmony's not far from Clinton.
Yeah, well, I grew up in Tewksbury. I'm from Mountainville.
No kidding.
Yeah, but it was worse this time than it was last time. But I wasn't scared because I'm not really scared of earthquakes. I would just go outside. I'm more scared of tornadoes and everything.
Yeah, so what did you do? You got off the couch and went outside?
Yeah, I went outside and checked the house, and everything was fine.
How long did it last?
Gosh, not long at all. It was probably about 10 seconds, maybe. But it was
10 seconds can be long. I mean, that's, you think about that. So when did the dogs calm down? Did they calm down right away?
Yeah, they were barking at the front door. They ran to the front door to see what's going on.
What about the aftershocks? Did you feel that?
Yeah, 5 hours later, my china cabinet was shaking. The stuff in the china cabinet. But the first one, my glasses hanging from the ceiling, my wine glasses were rattling.
So is there anything you're going to do differently now that you've gone through this?
No.
No. Just wait for it next time and hope it's not as bad. I love it.
At first I jump, but I'm not scared, you know.
I love it. All right, Joyce, have a great rest of your day. Thanks for chiming in. Let's go to Gina in Phillipsburg. What did you feel on Friday?
I was in the elevator at work.
I don't like that.
At the VA hospital.
Wow.
And the elevator hit both sides of the wall. And then it said...
Now, did you fall? Did you hit the wall? What was it like for you?
I grabbed on to the left side of the elevator and got in the corner. And I cried. Oh, my God, the earthquake.
Oh, no.
And they kicked everybody out the building and building 6 and Benzo. And... we had to wait for the police to do it.
Gina, how many people were in the elevator with you?
I was by myself.
Oh, I'm sorry. Traumatic. So were you super relieved when the doors opened?
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
Yes, I was.
What did you think was happening?
I just knew it was an earthquake. I don't know why, because I have never experienced anything like that. It's the first thing that came to my head. It was an earthquake.
Yeah. So, will you do anything different now that you've had this experience?
No, we don't know when it occurs again.
Right.
So, I don't know what to do different.
Yeah, how long have you been working at the VA?
38 years.
No way. Let me ask you, Gina, has that experience changed over time? I mean, that's a long time. God bless you.
Yeah, thank you. Has what changed?
Has it changed? I mean, the veterans you deal with, the process, has it gotten more challenging? Or because people talk about the VA and they talk about that, you know, there's a struggle to get more veterans the care that they need. What have you experienced?
You know, you know, when I experience customer service, is the worst.
Really?
It's the worst. I love what I do. I've been there since I was 20. I'm 56 now. But the VA has changed. It's not catered more to the veterans, and management is, they don't know what they're doing, and I think it's sad.
Yeah. Yeah, we're hearing that all over. Well, Gina, thank you for what you do on behalf of our veterans. And
I love you guys. Thank you.
Wow, it's nice talking to you. You have a great rest of your day. You take
too.
Care.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right, it's 7:15. Your call's coming up. Where were you on Friday? Were you in Jersey, anywhere near the Lebanon area, Tewksbury, Lebanon, Califon, Hampton, Clinton, Union, Franklin, Reddington? Did you feel the earthquake on Friday? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 7:15 is the time. Traffic and weather coming up next.
More with Bill Stadia in minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Arrow. .7 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. Time is 7:21, and our Chime Time brought to you by Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. I want to thank them for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, so we're talking about the earthquake on Friday. Man, I go out of town for a couple days. I miss it all. The flooding, the storms, the earthquakes. Waiting for the locusts. Let's start with Ashley in Old Bridge. Hey, Ashley.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Good, good.
So where were you Friday?
I was actually home, unfortunately, because I was laid off last month. So
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, thank you.
What kind of work do you do?
So I worked for a company that helped people qualify for Medicaid in New York.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So it was an office job. Sometimes I could work remote, but... You know,
how are your prospects for a new job?
I don't know if I want to go back to school. There's a lot of different factors. So just kind of making a decision.
Yeah. All right. Good. Good. Yeah. So where were you? So you were home now. So that was probably odd. And all of a sudden the earth is shaking. What happened?
So I was home, and it's funny because I just after I got laid off, I said, okay, I had been in the talks about taking this psoriasis medication with my doctor, and there's a lot of side effects.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. You know, I haven't really been feeling myself since I've been taking it. And I've been very tired in the morning. So, like, I take my kids, I drop them off, and I get home. Like, I'm useless. Like, I lay in the bed, whatever. So, you know, when the earthquake started, like, when it first started happening, I was, like, just getting out of sleep.
Yeah.
And, I'm waking up, and, you know, I feel a little shake. But I didn't take it as an earthquake because when it gets very, very windy over here, our building can kind of like shake a little bit.
Oh, really? No kidding.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Like you go, oh, okay. And so it started and I went, oh, so now I'm in the bed. And then I go, so let me just get up. So I get up. So the first couple of seconds is a small shake. Then I get up out of the bed. And as soon as I hit my feet to the point, I go to start walking. This building actually shakes so bad. It feels like the building is like being picked up and moved.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, oh, you know, and then,
yeah.
Then I thought to myself, you know, wait, am I crazy or is this like another side effect?
Right. Is this the medicine?
Like, I don't want to be like a crazy person. And then it stopped. So I was like, huh. And my boyfriend was home. He usually goes to work by that time, but he's still here. So I looked in the bathroom and the light was on. I said, oh, he's in there. So he's in there. And I said, did you just feel that? And he goes, yeah, that was scary. Right. So he's Nigerian. And he goes, I said, yeah. I said, maybe it was an earthquake. And he goes, no, they just made this place cheap.
Oh, that's funny. That's great. When did you find out it was an earthquake? Just checking your phone, the phone alerts?
A couple minutes later when everybody's hopping on, you know, all media and everything.
That is funny. Maybe the building is just cheap. I love it. I love it, Ashley. Great talking to you. I hope you feel better, and I hope you find a job soon. Good luck to you.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Have a good one.
You take care. Bye now. All right, 7:25. Yeah, I got time. Let's go to Lisa in Lebanon. What'd you feel on Friday, Lisa?
Hey, hi, Bill.
How are you?
Good.
So you were in the earthquake on Friday.
Yes. And
you're in Lebanon. Is that where you live? I mean, that was the epicenter.
I know. And afterwards, I felt like such an idiot.
Why?
Well, I'll tell you. I was sitting on the couch. I slept in. I was in my nightie. And just like your previous caller said, my cat was on my lap, and I'm having my coffee, and I'm trying to wake up. He jumps off the couch, and all of a sudden, the whole freaking room starts shaking, and I'm holding on to the couch, put down my coffee, and I'm going, oh, my God, that damn train, because I live alongside the the freight train that comes through and rattles the house for a good 15 minutes. But I look out the window, and the train was going merrily by, and then the house, just the whole thing, it felt like I was watching the space shuttle take off, and I just expected the whole house to just, like, lift off of my slab. I have a concrete slab.
Yeah. It was shaking that much.
Different. Oh, my God. It scared the life out of me. Everything in the china cabinet was shaking. The whole house was shaking. I became speechless.
Yeah.
And I ran out of the house as soon as it stopped in my nightie. And I'm standing in the middle of the yard because I thought that maybe one of the cars from the freight train had flown into the side of the garage, which is impossible. And then I thought, oh, no, the boiler blew up and the house is on fire. I'm like staring at the house going, oh, my God, everything is fine. And there was nobody else around. Yeah. And I'm standing outside freezing and I'm in my nightgown. I'm like, okay, this is really stupid. And I ran inside. And the first thing I could think of was get dressed and leave, like get out of the house. I didn't know what it was, and thank God, my kids, they know me. One by one, the phone starts ringing, and when my youngest goes, Mom, are you okay? I'm like, oh, wow, so it didn't just happen here. Like,
right.
This happened everywhere, and then all three kids checked in with me because they were all at work. And
good
I had
for you, Lisa. That's got to feel great, like, right?
My kids, they really love me.
Yeah,
really
that's got to feel great. Oh, I'm happy for you. Well, did you feel any of the aftershocks?
No, you know why? Because my husband is in a band, and he was playing down in South Jersey. So he came home from work early. We got dressed, and we headed south and didn't feel anything. I mean, yes, my phone was blowing up all day by everyone who's going,
wait,
you feel that shock?
What band is he in?
He's in quite a few. Go Rock Yourself, and he played at MJ's.
Very cool.
Down in the...
Go Rock Yourself. I love that. That's fantastic. I love it. Lisa, nice talking to you. I'm so happy to hear about your kids. All good. Have a great rest of your day. You take care.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Bye now. All right. Cheryl, Ralph, Larry, Alexandra, I'll be back. All coming up. Where were you on Friday? Did you feel the earthquake? 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 728 is the time. Eric Scott with your news in 2 minutes. Seven 37 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. Talking about the earthquake, Eric. So you felt it here.
Yeah.
You thought it was an explosion next door. You must have thought they hit a gas pipe,
or they were pounding in a piling or something like that. Have you ever been at the shore when they're doing reconstruction or they're raising houses and they're pounding the pilings into the?
I lived in Sea Isle over about a year, so we were there. Jody and I, we moved back from Washington. And a lot of the construction happened in that off season.
Right.
So that fall, yes, and it's you feel it blocks away.
Yep. And we were standing at my buddy Mick's house last year, and they were building right next door.
Yeah.
And was it last year or a year before? I don't know. But it was as they were pounding those pilings in, the whole house was shaking.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I just assumed, since they're putting heavy steel beams and stuff like this building across the street, that's what it was. That it had. It didn't even occur to me that it could have been an earthquake.
And all of a sudden, how fast? About 5 minutes? It took a few minutes before people realized.
Yeah, well, I'm trying. It happened at 10:23. I had it on the air at 10:30. Dennis and Judy were on the air when it happened.
Did they feel it in here? They must have.
Dennis did, and he knew right away. He said, I think we're having an earthquake.
Wow.
And Judy was at home that day. And she, she doesn't handle things like that really well. So, there was a pause in the flow of the program.
I don't know if it's from this Friday earthquake, but there was and it's not a meme. It was an actual live broadcast. One of the reporters, I don't know where he was. It was something local. And his face, his eyes go wide, throws his hands up, and boom, he's under the table. I guess. I mean, is there a protocol? What are we supposed to do? I would just keep talking. I can't imagine. Well,
Dennis was so smooth. He was just like, yeah, Judy, I think we're having an earthquake.
I could see that.
An earthquake? Yeah, we're having an earthquake. There's an earthquake. He just kept right on going.
That's funny.
And, there's, I think, on either our Facebook or our Instagram page, might be Instagram, there's a clip of it.
That's great.
And it's funny to listen because you can hear the panic in Judy's voice.
I love it. You know what? I'm going to ask producer Krista to let's maybe we'll find that. How quickly can we get that played on the air? The Dennis and Judy earthquake reaction. All right, let's jump right in. Where were you on Friday? Did you feel it? We'll start with Alexandra in Warren County. Good morning, Alexandra. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So where were you when it happened?
So I was at work in Washington, and I work at a state building.
Oh, okay.
It is on 57, so tractor trailers pass by all the time.
Right.
At first, I thought somebody's going to hit the building. I thought somebody was striking the building because of the way that the parking lot is. You know, people fly in and out all the time, and we're just waiting for somebody to lose control of their car one day.
Yeah, I'm sure.
After I braced myself for that impact and nothing happened and the rattling just kept going, I'm like, oh God, maybe somebody put some like a bomb or something in the bathroom. Like now I'm
You went right to terrorism. How about now, Alexander, how many people in your office? Like, are you looking at other people or are you in an office offset from everybody else?
So no, I'm looking at people. We work with the public all day long. So we have customers coming in and out. You know, customers are looking around like, you know, there was just a little bit of panic going
on. Yeah, of course.
At first. Once we realized what it was, we just evacuated the building and it wasn't a big deal.
How did you find out it was an earthquake? Just by your phone? Like someone came in and told you?
No, after we left the building, I just got on Facebook because I figured, you know, if anything happened, it would be on Facebook already.
Yeah, you know, it really is a sign of the times. You thought either a truck is barreling through the building or somebody put a bomb in the bathroom, right? Sign of how we live today. Amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
Alexandra, thanks for sharing the story. Appreciate it. Today will be a good day. You got the eclipse today. What could go wrong? All right, let's go to Cheryl in Robbinsville. Morning, Cheryl. How are you? Where were you on Friday?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. So, did you feel it?
Did you say you're tired?
No.
I thought you just said you're tired.
I did not. I said I'm doing great, and I wanted to know where were you? You felt it?
Yeah. So that was my third earthquake. So we're sitting at work, and I'm the first one was the best. I should probably tell you that story. It's hysterical.
Tell me about Friday first. What happened?
Friday, I'm in the newbie at work. Right.
All right.
It's been there a month. So I don't know everybody that well or anything.
Yeah.
It's an open environment. So, you know, it happens, right? And, like, someone's like, oh, my God, that we were by Highway 2. The truck just, like, hit the highway, like, and turn over or something? And I'm like, no, that was an earthquake. They're like, what? I'm like, no, this is an earthquake right now. I'm like, this is my third, actually. So
wow.
I know.
So it comforting to them to know that you knew?
I think so, because they're like, yeah, you're right. I think it is an earthquake.
How about that?
Because I guess the last one was, like, 8 years ago in Jersey. I was on the golf course. You know, playing golf in Cranberry. And that was the last one. But the first one is the craziest one.
Tell me.
I was going to California with my boyfriend. And everyone's like, California earthquakes. Right? I was 16, almost 17. And I dated him for a while. So my parents were fine. A good family, Irish family. Straight from Ireland, his family. So the guy ran the Del Mar Inn. He was this little skinny Irish guy, right? His uncle. So we're out to dinner that night. And he goes, okay. And I can't talk Irish. But anyway, he's in his accent. He's going,
yeah.
I want to tell you, if there is an earthquake, this is what you do. And we're laughing. We're like, look, have an earthquake? Like, what are you talking about? So he's like, no, I got to tell you what to do. You go, you open the hotel room door, and you stand above or below the arch. I'm like,
right?
Okay. You know, we just blew it off, you know, just whatever. So don't you know, there is a pretty big earthquake that happened that night.
Wow.
We did the same thing. Thank God I was dressed, but he wasn't. He was across the street. We have this skinny, naked Irish guy. And I'm like trying to hide my eyes. Under, like holding on for dear life.
I love it.
I'm like, oh my God.
I love it. How long did it last? I mean, were you distracted by the skinny Irish guy who was naked, or were you concerned because the earth was shaking?
Both.
I love it. Cheryl, I love that story. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks for chiming in. Appreciate you.
Thank
you. All right. Joanne, Darren, Ralph, Larry, I'm coming back. 744 Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
The conversation continues in minutes with Bill Spadia on New Jersey 101.5.
On New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. We're talking about the earthquake. Got a note from Chris in Wilmington. Said he was operating a crane in Trenton when the earthquake hit. And the crane started to sway. Here, I'll just read this to you. I was like, what's happening? Then I realized the ground was moving. And as fast as it happened, it was over. Everything was okay. But if the load had been lower, it may have swung onto the guys on the roof. So lucky for how this played out. Thank you, Chris, for sending that note. Yeah, could always be worse, right? And to our knowledge, no one got hurt, thankfully. Where were you when the earthquake hit on Friday? Start with Ralph in Berkeley Heights. Morning, Ralph.
Hey, good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm all right. I just got out of that traffic on 78. Oof.
It was a mess today, right?
Oh, absolute mess.
I know.
When you went to break, I just passed it.
Yeah.
The trailer's still on its side.
That's a shame.
Yeah,
it's a shame. It's one thing. It speaks volumes for our infrastructure in New Jersey and how we need to really work on upgrades, because you got to minimize the delays, because accidents will always happen. And right. But we got to minimize all the other delays going on out there. And I think it is time for a major, major investment. I've proposed $2 billion a year over the next 3 years. $6 billion in our transportation infrastructure. We've got the resources to do it. We need to reallocate where that money is spent. Anyway, you and I could talk about that all day. What happened with the earthquake Friday?
So Friday, I was off, and I'm sleeping, and all of a sudden, my dog dives into the bed, and she's shaking. And I live in a two-family house, so the upstairs apartment is empty. My landlord's been doing some work here and there. So I felt like it sounded like something got dragged across the wood floor upstairs.
Yeah.
I thought my landlord was doing some work. And then my bed was vibrating a little bit. And I'm saying to myself, well, you know, I live right on Route 28 in Dunellen. I said, maybe it's just a dump truck going by, whatever.
Right.
And it stopped. And then all of a sudden I get a text message from my sister who lives in Westchester County, New York. And she's like, I think we just had an earthquake. So I called her, she goes, and she started explaining what she was feeling, what I was feeling, and then I realized it was an earthquake.
Yeah.
Now, I remember the one we had in the early 2000s. I work in Newark. I was standing on a street corner in Newark with a coworker of mine, and we're both in law enforcement, and all of a sudden we hear radio chatter, and we're like, what's going on? We didn't realize it was an earthquake. We didn't even feel it. And then the other one that I remember was back in 1986. And I remember I was living in New York at the time in the Bronx. And my brother, who's a retired NYPD, was up getting ready for the police academy. And he comes in. He's like, I think we just had an earthquake.
Wow.
And I slept right through that one.
There you go. You never know, right? But yep. No damage. It's just not something that you would think, right? You don't expect that out here.
Right, exactly.
Right, what's that, 3 in 30 years? I mean, you don't think of it. And I'm impressed at how many people felt it and knew exactly what it was when it happened. All right, man, got to jump, Ralph. I'm glad the traffic cleared up for you. I hope the truck driver's okay. I don't know, I haven't heard. We'll check in with Bob Williams more on that Route 78 crash. Everybody else hang in there. Bruce, Joanne, Darren, Larry, I'll get to you guys in that order, or best I can. After the news, which is next with Eric Scott in 4.5 minutes. It's 8:10 on New Jersey 101.5. I want to thank Parks Casino and Sportsbook for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, we're talking about the earthquake on Friday. We were here. I want you to hear something. If we can play it, I'll ask our port op, Kathy. This was Dennis and Joe. Eric, Dennis knew it was an earthquake right away.
He did. He knew it right away.
Yeah, I'm impressed by that. I have to tell you.
I was very impressed by that.
So this happened. This was, what, 10:23. So they would have been coming right back from traffic and weather.
Yes.
Right? Yep. And all of a sudden, this happens.
Anniversary. You hear? Do you feel that? We're having an earthquake.
My whole house is shaking.
We're having an earthquake.
This is an earthquake.
I'm feeling, Julia, I feel it here.
Okay, let me just walk inside and see the kids.
All right. Oh, okay. That wasn't, Judy, I've never lived through an earthquake. That was an earthquake.
How about that? All of a sudden, Judy's going to check the kids. She did not sound like she was comfortable with the earth shaking.
No, that, yeah.
How about that? Dennis is like, okay, he was matter of fact, like he could have gone right into a contest or something.
Yeah, right. It's like, right. It's an earthquake. We just lived through an earthquake. Right. Okay.
Oh, best cheesesteak in Jersey.
Bill and Princeton, you're on New Jersey 101.5.
That's it. I got to give Dennis a lot of credit. That was impressive, Dennis Malloy. I love it. And I don't know, can't make this stuff up, right? I'm just surprised he knew what it was. I'm not sure I would have. I'll be honest. I didn't. Because you got all this stuff going on. Last thing you expect in there's a greater chance a truck comes barreling through this studio.
Right?
Or somebody hits a gas line on a construction site.
Yep.
Then it's an earthquake.
Yeah. And what's funny is I've written about earthquakes multiple times over the years. And, you know, the Ramapo fault line and, you know, all of it. They're not unheard of. They're not common. But, I mean, we do have a pretty substantial fault line that runs through. We actually have multiple fault lines, but Ramapo is the big one.
Yeah.
And, you know, once everybody realized what it was and we started putting everything together, we're like, oh, okay, all right, well, let's move on and see.
Yeah.
What we, I mean, 4.8, that's in California, that's nothing. Here, that's a pretty substantial quake, 4.8. I mean, that is one that you can feel a lot.
No doubt. Well, you could hear on that clip things moving.
Yeah. Well,
so clearly the microphone was moving.
The microphone was moving. Right. You know, all the monitors were moving. Yeah. And it's, yeah.
Wild.
Wild. It's all right. Strange.
Where were you on Friday? Did you feel this? Did you feel the earthquake? And what did you think it was? Let's go to Joanne in Flemington.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm great, Joanne. How are you doing?
I'm doing great as well. So I was on Route 22 going towards Union from Flemington.
Yeah.
Talking to my sister from Middletown. We were at a wedding the night before, and all of a sudden she starts freaking out. And I'm like, what's the matter, Joe? And she hung up on me.
No kidding.
Automatically, my phone is on. My radio is on to 101, and I hear Judy and Dennis saying it was an earthquake.
Wow.
I heard her talk about her microphone shaking. I heard about him knowing it was an earthquake. So I called my sister back, didn't answer, and then I texted her, put 101.5 on, it's an earthquake. So I did not feel it because I was driving. But when I got home at 6, I felt it again.
The aftershock in the evening. So were you concerned? When you heard Dennis talking about it, was like, okay, that makes sense. Or did you get nervous?
No, I said, that makes sense.
Yeah. You know, Dennis really had a way about calming everyone down. And I don't blame Judy. All of a sudden, she wanted to immediately check on the kids. Good on her. So, like, you saw two things, right? You saw the mother's instinct kick in on Judy. And you got the feeling that Dennis has been through an awful lot in his decades-long broadcast experience, right?
But it was just so weird. I don't understand why people in their cars driving didn't feel it. You know, my kids started calling. I said, what if the ground is going to open up like California and you just go down into the road? But I didn't feel anything until I got home at 6. And then they said, all right, Ma, did you feel that one? And I said, I did.
Yeah, producer Krista was on the road. She didn't feel it either. Everybody said in your cars you don't. It must be just the way your tires are and the fact that you're already moving. I mean, I imagine at some point you would have felt something if it was bigger and if you were stopped at a light, right?
Probably, yes.
Yeah.
But that was it. I found out from Dennis and Judy. And
I love it.
Yeah, she had her microphone moving and him just calming everyone down. So, yes, it was great.
All right, Joanne. Thank you. Great to hear from you. You take care. Let's go to, you know what? Bruce, Darren, Larry. Bruce, I'm going to get to you first on the other side of traffic and weather next, A15.
More with Bill Stadia in minutes on New Jersey 101.5. It pays to listen all day at work. Open our station app. Here's your New Jersey 101.5 Jersey cash code to win cash up to $30,000.
This hour's code is 399. That's 399. Enter that code right now on the New Jersey 101.5 app.
Another shot to win Jersey cash comes up next hour at 20 after on New Jersey 101.5.
Hey, 22 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spadia. Let's jump right back into it. Where were you on Friday? Man, I missed it all. Headed down to Mar-a-Lago. Of course, Jody and I missed the reception. I'll tell you the story later, maybe tomorrow, about the quick change, getting ready for a formal event at the president's home. And the quick change we had to do at the airport. It was a scramble because we were delayed by 2.5 hours. And I wrote about this, and I don't know that the post is up yet, but it will be shortly at nj1015.com/BillSpadia. So, and we'll talk about the airport chaos later and what we missed. The good news is what we saw was a fantastic presentation by President Trump and all our friends at Border 911. Great event. We came back with six figures in commitments for our vote by mail and ballot initiative. So the trip was very, very successful, very exciting. Weather was perfect. But my phone blew up Friday morning and people were like, "Are you okay?" And I had no idea what was going on. We were in the middle of meetings starting early in the morning. Apparently there was an earthquake. What did you feel? Let's start with Darren in Florence. Hey, Darren.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Good morning. Good morning.
So what'd you feel?
Well, I'm feeling good.
Good.
And you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. What did you feel on Friday?
It was so crazy because I have a recording studio in my basement. And I'm sitting here, and next thing you know, I feel just this little shake. And I'm thinking, like, well, maybe I just got like a little dizzy or something.
No kidding.
You know? But all of a sudden, I see my mic stand starting to shake. And I'm going,
wow.
And I'm going back and forth. I'm going, then I thought I was on a ride. The funny thing.
So what did you think? This was 10:30 in the morning. So you're recording. Yeah. Did you think that it was, you did, the last thing you thought was it was an earthquake?
At first, no. But then afterwards, I'm going, yeah.
Yeah.
Because once I seen all my microphones shaking, and then I'm sitting in the chair, and I got my tablet and my pack, and I'm writing down lyrics, and I'm going, this is pretty crazy, because I'm telling the God's honest truth. I mean, I felt like it was like a ride. And then all of a sudden, I would say about 20 seconds, it was over.
That's funny. So it was fun while it lasted, huh, Darren?
Yeah, it was.
I love it. All right, man. Hey, thanks for joining the conversation. Have a great rest of your day. All right, it's coming up at 8:26. Larry, Greg, Bruce, I'll be right back after the news in 4 minutes with Eric Scott. It's 8:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So the earthquake on Friday, we're talking about it. I just want to read this again. I got a note on the app chat from Chris in Wilmington. I'm going to read this to you. I was operating a crane in Trenton when the earthquake happened and it started swaying in the air. So the crane is swaying. I was like, what's happening? Then I realized the ground was moving, and as fast as it happened, it was over. Everything was okay, but if the load had been lower, it may have swung onto the guys on the roof. Lucky for all of us how it played out. So, Eric, you don't think about the potential of what could have happened on these construction sites. Like, you thought maybe it was an issue with the construction site, but I think of these guys in the bucket trucks and the cherry pickers, the guys that are on the girders that are you know, two, three, four floors up. How about like this warehouse right here?
How about if you were in surgery?
Wow. Oh, that's interesting. I didn't even think of that. Yeah, was there any reports?
There have been a couple of things that have come out where, you know, doctors have stopped surgery in the middle of it because everything was moving around. You got to figure if you're got your hands in somebody's belly, your chest.
Right?
You know,
hold on. You stop, you freeze.
You think you stop and
are they trained for that? They must be. I don't know. I don't know that I would have known it was an earthquake. That's why I was impressed with Dennis, who knew right away.
Yeah, I mean, my guess
is he's been through it before.
Well, I've been through it before, and I didn't know what it was. Yeah. My mind immediately went to, well, it's got to be something at the construction site.
Well, I don't know if you heard that woman called about an hour ago. She's like, she thought maybe somebody set a bomb off in the bathroom. And I'm like, yeah, I guess that's where your mind goes when something is unsettling. And the ground beneath you shaking is arguably one of the most unsettling feelings you could have.
It is. It totally is. Because there's nothing you can do about it. There literally is nothing you can do about it. Yeah. You know, if it's raining, you open an umbrella.
Yeah.
If the ground is moving,
I don't know. Stand in the door jam? Like I don't know if you heard about the Naked Irishman. You probably missed that. I got to pull that clip. That was pretty funny. Yeah, she was on a date with some guy. And they were traveling to California, and he was asleep, I guess sleeping naked, and then the earthquake happened. So she's got this visual of this guy. As she described it, the caller, she's like a skinny, naked Irishman standing in the door jam. You know, can you imagine, hands up, holding on for dear life.
Yeah. Ah, well, that's
at least he was prepared.
That's why Mick texted us this morning. He thought we were talking about him.
Oh, that's funny. That's why he texted. Yes. Sorry, Mick. No, that was the other guy. All right, let's go to Larry in Lebanon. Larry. All right, Lebanon, you would happen under your feet, literally.
I was. Well, my husband and I live in Lebanon Township, and we were like very close to the epicenter. In fact, it was here. I had just gotten out of the shower. I was wrapped up in a towel. The window was open, and there's this huge roaring explosion that just went on for...
Now, wait, I'm assuming Larry is your husband.
No, my name is Larry. It's really Lorraine, but my nickname is Larry. I've been called Larry forever.
No kidding. I love... So it's Lorraine is your given name.
It's Lorraine. It's an Irish name.
Lorraine.
Named after my father's aunt, who was a twin. She had a twin brother. And they called her Aunt Reen. And they decided to name me after her. And they said, well, what do your friends call you? And she said, well, they call me Larry and they call my brother Jack.
I love it. Larry. That's great. That's fantastic. I love that.
I love it too.
So tell me what, well, I'm sure that you've had a lot of confusion though with your name.
I have.
Yeah.
I have. I do spell it L-A-R-I to try and put some clarity.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. All right. I love it. So anyway, Larry, back to the earth is moving.
The earth is moving.
Yeah.
It was a huge explosion. The house was shaking. Our house, part of it's on a slab and part of it has a basement. And I had just gotten out of the shower, was wrapped up in a towel, and there's this huge explosion. The house is shaking. I go, it's an earthquake, because this is the third time it's happened up here.
Yeah.
And I ran to my husband. We checked on our granddaughter, and she said that the bed shook. Her and stuff on the walls was shaking. We had a plate fall off the wall. A vase fell on the floor. Paintings askew. We just sort of waited.
Yeah.
Until it was over.
How long did it last?
I'm going to say 15 to 20 seconds at least.
That is really long.
It was long.
Right?
Yeah. And then our son called from Flemington. He has a garage in Flemington. And he had a car on a lift and said the lift was shaking and the car was shaking.
Yeah. That is unsettling for sure.
Very. But we had two previous ones. One about a month ago was a 2-point-something, and I dialed into the Geological Survey to post it in there.
Yeah.
And then the next day, it appeared on their website. And then there was one about 10 years ago. It was a Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, and we hear this explosion, and I looked out the back to see, did the furnace blow up?
Wow.
And my husband ran to see, and no. I called the neighbor, and I said, did you hear that? And she said, yeah, I thought my furnace blew up. And I called the police department and said, was there a big accident or could we have had an earthquake? She said, oh, no, it couldn't have been an earthquake. Well, it was.
Right, because you don't think that, right? That's the last thing on your mind. All right, Larry. Look, thank you for calling. Glad everybody's okay.
One comment.
Go real quick.
We've had aftershocks all weekend. The latest one this morning at 6:08, a fairly large one. And then a different question. I have a poster from When Pigs Fly over the State House, signed by Jim Gerhart, with a pin. Would you like it?
Wow. That is great. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to put you on hold, Larry. That is a, I would love to get that and put that in the studio. That is fantastic.
Yes.
Right. Thank you for that offer. I'm going to put you on hold, and producer Kristen will get you some info of how we can get that. That is a super generous offer, Larry, but I would understand if you also want to keep it. But if you're thinking you don't need it or don't want it, it would be perfect to have in the studio here. Love it. Thanks, Larry. Put you on hold. Judy, Greg, I'll be back. 8:45, Fast Traffic, Instant Weather next.
More with Bill Stadia in minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
A52 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey. Taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. What I'm talking about is the earthquake on Friday. Can't believe I missed it. I'm away for 10 minutes. Got flash floods and earthquakes. I'm waiting for the locust next. Let's go to Judy in Hamilton. Morning, Judy. How are you?
Good. How are you, Bill?
I'm good. So where were you when the earth shook from under your feet?
Yes. I was in my house, and I happened to be standing by an open window. Mm-hmm. And nobody's called and said anything about the noise other than an explosion. But here in Hamilton, it sounded like a plane or a helicopter is approaching.
So really?
You hear the noise slowly getting louder and louder. And I felt the tremor, but it got so loud that it scared me. I opened the window and stuck my head out because I thought it was a plane. And I said, this plane is much too close. The whole house is shaking
now.
Yeah,
wow. So were you nervous? What was your emotion? Were you scared? Were you nervous? Were you concerned?
I was terrified. At that moment, I was, because I'm saying this plane is too close. It's going to crash. Wherever it is, it's going to crash. It's going to crash close because it was much too loud. The roar outside was loud.
That was what Chris told us from PST, our sister station, who has a studio that I can see from my studio. And she said it was the noise which was unsettling.
Yes, that's why I didn't know it was an earthquake. I've experienced earthquakes, several of them.
Really?
And I'm used to the tremor and the shake and everything, but not the noise. The noise is what alarmed me because I thought it was a plane or something that was going to crash.
I wonder what that was. I'd love to find out if anybody knows. I need a geological expert to weigh in.
Yeah. I'm thinking everybody that was close to it said they heard an explosion.
Yeah. Well, that's why, I mean, Eric Scott went outside to the construction site across the street because he just, with the sound, he thought that somebody did something wrong. It's amazing.
And it's a loud, loud, loud noise. And then it slowly subsided. Yeah. And then everybody, and so did the tremors. And then when we went outside, everybody was looking at the sky like us, like, what was that? Yeah. Something flew by, practically touched the house.
Amazing.
And then we heard on the radio, it was an earthquake. And I went, I never heard one.
Now, you said radio. I'm hoping you heard it because you were listening to Dennis and Judy at that time.
Well, my husband was downstairs.
Yeah. All right, fair enough. Thanks, Judy. You have a great rest of your day. Let's go to Greg in Freehold. Morning, Greg. Only got about a minute, Greg. What's going on?
Good morning, Bill. So
what happened?
I work remotely, so yeah. I was home with my youngest daughter when the earthquake happened. But the first thing I thought for a split second that it was artillery fire from Fort Dix, because every now and then they do artillery tactics.
A good guess, right?
Yeah, and those guns have a lot of power. And even though the military base is, I don't know, 12, 14 miles away from me, you can feel it. You can feel the ground shake when artillery practice happens. But
yeah,
after a second or two, I knew it was an earthquake. It was easy to tell. Now, there was no damage in my house. No one was hurt. And there was no noise, as you guys were talking about. It was strange. It was just shaking. And then it stopped after about 18 or 20 seconds. And, you know, I'm driving around town. I have not seen any damage to any infrastructure, roads or bridges or anything. But you were talking before about the need for infrastructure, funding, and need for repairs and stuff like that. It never ends. Like we're always building roads and
Well, I mean, there was a road in Randolph where a water main broke, and you can see it coming up through the street, and that's a nightmare. And then you have to ask yourself, right. You know, what preventative, and obviously an earthquake. I mean, we've had, you know, three in the last 30 years. I mean, they say within 250 kilometers of, this is just the geological survey, there have been 40 earthquakes in the last 50 years or so. Or I'm sorry, 40 earthquakes since 1950 that were magnitude 3 or larger. So it happens more often than you think. But I was reacting to the accident on 78 saying, you know, one accident, one jackknife tractor trailer, one problem shuts us down. And just talking with people over the weekend and as we talk through how do we fix New Jersey, I'm going to tell you something, Greg. That is one of the top issues that comes up, investment in infrastructure. And I brought up, you know, the $2 billion that they set aside for tax rebates where you never meet anybody that gets more than $100 back. So that's not working for the taxpayers. You got $1 billion being wasted on Rutgers where they've got another $4 billion that they could certainly run the school on. So the opportunity to actually raise a couple billion and start this infrastructure project, I don't know, I'm going to say January 2026 is becoming very real. All right, Greg, I got to jump, brother. Take care. We'll talk soon. 8:57, Eric Scott with the news next. 9:10 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. I want to thank Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. So, producer Kristen, I was delayed on Friday. And Eric, you were talking about this morning, Thursday.
Yeah.
That you now fly out of Philly.
I do. I won't go to Newark anymore.
Newark has hit a new level of frustration.
Yeah.
So we were delayed. Mm-hmm. Three times. So here was the problem. I spoke at this breakfast in Bergen County, and it was great. We had 50 people at this breakfast. Awesome. Business networking. I got there. Got up at 4 in the morning. We were there at 6:45. But I rushed out because I'm like, all right, I got to be there. I want to make sure I'm at the airport by 9:30 for a 11:49 flight. So we get there, and we were kind of rushed. It was security. It was the parking. It was the whole thing. And I think the whole network of roads around Terminal A are a disaster.
Ugh.
Disaster.
It's awful.
Right. You agree, right?
Yes.
Okay. So they announce a delay. You're delayed 20 minutes. Okay, no problem. 20 minutes. I'm already in line. We're group two, so I stand. So I'm ready. Then they change the gate. Just all of a sudden, boom, gate change. So everyone's like, aren't we literally about to board? And the way we knew about the gate change is the monitor at the gate we were at changed to another city.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine?
Right? And I'm like, whoa. So think about that for a minute. So, all right, they're like, oh, all right, sorry, you got to go down here. So you walk another, you know, 4 or 5 gates. We wait, delayed again. So like, then the next gate. Gate change. Same thing happens. We're like, wait a minute. I'm not going to Seattle. Right.
It's a big difference.
Big difference. Wow. So third gate change, then the time delayed again. After the delay, they changed terminals. So we had to get on a bus. So now think about it. I am there.
How does that happen?
I don't know. So it was almost like it was their first flight.
I have a theory.
All right. What's the theory?
I think there was a problem with the plane.
Yeah.
And they were bringing in new equipment.
And they don't want to say that.
Yep.
I just hear it would have been fine if they had given us, like, you know what? If you know it's going to be delayed, tell me it's going to be delayed 2 hours. I'll go have a beer. I'll go make some calls and make arrangements on the other side.
Yep.
So instead, I'm calling ahead because we have this event. And I'm like, all right, I'm only 20 minutes delayed. It's this. So I had to make 3 different plans. That was the problem. My question to you is, and I'll tell you about Jody having to get changed at the Palm Beach Airport. That was a whole scene. I'll tell you about that on the other side. What's your worst flight delays? And are you getting sick of Newark the way I am? 1-800-283-101.5, 913, fast traffic, instant weather next.
It pays to listen all day at work. Open our station app. Here's your New Jersey 101.5 Jersey cash code to win cash up to $30,000.
This hour's cash code is 435. That's 435. Enter that code right now on the New Jersey 101.5 app.
Another shot to win Jersey cash comes up next hour at 20 after on New Jersey 101.5.
9:22, I am Bill Spadia. Good to be back. I only have about 40 minutes left with you, but in that time, a lot can happen. Dan, I'm listening to you.
Yes.
And I'm like, it occurred to me that as you're saying, people are afraid to go outside. It's one thing to say, don't look at the sun.
That's good advice.
Right.
Yes.
But then Kathy, our board op, showed me the picture from the Long Island Expressway saying solar eclipse on Monday. Use mass transit.
Now,
I wonder why people are nervous.
I will give New Jersey a little hint of credit because their signs make a little more sense.
What do they say?
Do not stop on highways.
Fair. But this Long Island one, like, talk about fueling a panic. Like, what do you mean? Should I stay inside? Maybe I shouldn't go anywhere.
I really don't know. Now, the areas that are falling in totality, the areas that have the prime viewing where it's going to get dark for 4 minutes, okay, there's going to be some traffic. There's going to be a lot of people.
Nothing you can
areas.
Do about that. People are going to pull over on the side, and I get it. I get that.
But again, that's not here. It's not on Long Island. I think there's a lot of overreaction here. One of the best things I've seen, it's an eclipse, not the apocalypse. We can do this. We've done this before.
Handle it. It was like the earthquake on Friday. A couple of pencils fell over. It's going to be okay.
Exactly right.
Right? It's going to be okay.
We're going to be okay.
Thank you, Dan.
Yep.
So, Kristen, we were talking about the delays at Newark. Now, you saw some of the pictures.
Yes.
From Mar-a-Lago. And Jody looked great. I mean, their outfit was outstanding. Like, it's a whole thing.
Yeah, her dress.
Look cool,
beautiful.
Right?
Beautiful, yeah.
So, thank you. I'll pass that along. But she got changed. I don't know if she wants me telling everybody this, but here's what happened. We're 2.5 hours late. So now we're worried about security getting in. I'm going to miss the reception, but I'm going to get there for the president's speech and then the dinner afterward and the whole thing. So we had no choice but to get changed at the airport. Now, I threw a suit on in the morning because I spoke at the breakfast, but very easy for a guy. Like, you're wearing a suit and it's like it's the same thing.
You wore a suit that whole time through all those delays on the plane?
Yeah, from my speech in the morning. Though. Yeah, I was, but it was, but I don't even think about it. Honestly, I find a suit, a lot of people hate wearing it. I am used to it. I feel like I'm always in a tie, except for here. I'm wearing a hoodie and I'm a bit of a slob here. But so we're like, uh-oh, it's going to have to happen in the bathroom. Oh, so literally the whole thing, and the bathrooms in some airports are just a little gross.
Yes.
So we decided, she's like, I'm not going to fit in a stall and hang the thing up. So we're going to use the family bathroom.
Yeah, I would too.
So right now, here's the thing. People watching, Jody and I.
Oh, yeah, with no kid.
Get off the flight. No kids. She and I duck into the family bathroom. When I tell you it was about an 8 to 9 minute change. She was quick. She was good. Efficient. At least 3 people banging on the door. Like banging. Like it reminded me of, what was the movie with Will Smith when he was homeless?
I have no idea.
It's a great, great movie, but he and his son are like sleeping in a public bathroom.
Right.
People are banging on the door and it's a dramatic scene, but that's what it reminded me of.
Oh,
and I'm thinking,
gosh.
Did anyone, like, I hope there's no picture of us leaving the bathroom.
Oh, no, I didn't think of
right?
that.
Right? That's all I thought of. I'm like, you know, like, we hurried out.
Oh,
anyway,
no.
we got the job done, but I was going to ask if anybody's...
Oh, I feel bad for Jody.
Great. She was a trooper, though.
Yeah.
She was a good sport. We got it done, and we got there. I mean, we made the event, because otherwise, if we were any later, they could have just stopped it, and that would have been it.
Right.
So we did make it, but question for you. Have you ever had to change on the fly? We debated the change in the car, but that was not going to be practical, and I think we made the right choice. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 9:26 is the time. Umberto, I'll get to you first on the other side of the news. Next with Eric Scott in 3 minutes. Nine 9:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you at 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. Hey, I want to check in with my friend Umberto in Tom's River. We have a big event tonight. I got a full day today. I'll be at Tallarico's Ultimate Gourmet at 4:30 for a meet and greet in Red Bank. And then we're going to head to the Jersey Shore Pizza Wars at the Clarion Hotel in Toms River. And then if you're out and about at 7 o'clock, I will be at Riv's Toms River with my good friend Tony Rivoli and the great folks in Toms River for an outstanding event there. But the Pizza Wars, Umberto, man, am I looking forward to this. Tell me about it.
Yeah, well, first of all, I want to thank you for every... I'm a small business owner myself. I want to thank you for everything you do. There's a bunch of small businesses that are going to be there today that are looking forward to meeting you.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And I just want to let everyone know out there, do not try coming at the door because we are at capacity now. We tried to fit everyone.
It's sold out. That's it. You did it. Umberto, I am so pumped that you sold out. So, first of all, give me the laydown. Now you got how many pizzas are going to be competing for the best pizza in Jersey?
Okay, we got 16 pizzerias, and they're from as far out as Glassboro, Absecon, all the way up Monmouth County to Wanamassa, Oakhurst, and in between. I mean, we got pizzerias. We reviewed over 70 pizzerias, and I made my decision on the top 16. It was hard. A lot of good pizza here in New Jersey.
So how's it going to work? Is it like a Sweet 16 thing where we're going to narrow it down to the final four, or is it just we taste 16 pizzas and pick the best one?
Well, what's going to happen is it's 16 pizzas this year, and we have the celebrity panel of judges. They're going to be 60% of the vote. The audience is going to be 40% of the vote. And at the end of the night, we're going to pick a first place, a second place, and a third place. First place gets a perpetual trophy, which is like the Stanley Cup. They get to take it for a year. They come back next year to defend it. Their name's engraved on it. Plus, they get a trophy to bring home with them also. And next year, we're going to change it around a little bit. We're going to do sort of like you said, 8 from one area, 8 from the other.
Yeah.
And then we've got a middle point that we've been working on where they're going to bake off the final four.
Now, let me ask you something, Umberto. Is this only like Monmouth and Ocean County and Atlantic, Cape May? Have any pizzerias entered from Morris, Bergen, Passaic? And if not, what are we going to do to get a North Jersey one going?
Well, we're going to work on North Jersey next year. Basically, I go out. We review them, and then I'm out of the competition. I'm just the host tonight. We have Chef David Burke and a whole bunch of...
David's great. What Chef a good Johnson. Guy.
Yeah, we got 6 great celebrity judges. Johnny T, the pizza guy, is also one of our...
Johnny T, the pizza guy. I love it. How Jersey is that name?
Yep. So it's going to be a great event. Like I said, we're very flattered that our maiden voyage was...
I want to go a step further, Umberto, because I can't judge, and already right now all I'm thinking about is I want to have pizza. Like I'm starving. Whoever wins, I want to have them on the air tomorrow.
You got it.
So you tell the winner that we'll do an interview with them on the air to promote their business and talk about it, and I'll make that. I'll throw that out there for next year. What we'll do is maybe we'll pick randomly like some of the top contestants and have them come on as a preview, and we'll get some trash talk going between the pizza guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we got family competing against each other today too. it's going to be great.
Yeah,
and we also have one specialty pizzeria that's going to be in the main ballroom with us that I picked. Unfortunately, the one from North Bergen, it was too far for them to come. That's why next year we got to do North Jersey. But we have Cuca Libra, which is in Long Branch, Brazilian pizza, Bill. Way too tasty.
What is what the hell is Brazilian pizza? What do the Brazilians know from pizza?
Well, I'll tell you what. I was the same way. It was more curiosity because a lot of people were telling me about this place. Same thing with Cuban pizza. Until I was in Florida, I never heard of Cuban pizza.
But at least the Cuban pizza, I got to believe it's something like with a Cuban sandwich, right? So there's got to be a ham and cheese element. No?
They put different toppings. It's the dough itself. The dough
comes with a hand rolled cigar. No.
Yeah, you're gonna get a nice Havana with it.
Yeah.
But it's unbelievable.
So Umberto, how do people submit for next year? Like, what's the website? We got to get going for next year now.
Yeah, what they got to do is they got to go to our website, which is What's Cooking Jersey Shore, and contact us for their favorite pizzerias that they want us to review. Because as soon as we're done with this, we're going to start up for next year. Start reviewing.
So, all right, I'm going to make a suggestion. Umberto, you put a lot of thought into this, a lot of work into it. I have written about this, and I disagree with our legislature. This won't surprise you. There are not three sections of Jersey, north, south, and central. No, that's nonsense, right? There's north.
I agree with you 100%. Right. There's more than that.
Well, there's north, there's south, there's central, and then there's Jersey Shore.
There's Jersey Shore, exactly.
So can we pull together, Umberto, can we pull together the Sweet 16 in the south, at the shore, central, and north, and then do a Final Four, Final Four?
Yeah, absolutely. A Final Four, they will actually make the pizza. That's what we're working on for next year. Listen, I already have in Glassboro, a guy, Italian Affair, offered us his place when he saw the way this was going.
Yep.
We need to find something up north that's big enough. When you see tonight, you'll know what I'm talking about. There's a lot of other things that are done, but if you're going to run a pizza event, it's got to be run like a pizza event.
How many hours? You're right. You've said it perfectly. A pizza event's got to be like a pizza event. So speaking of pizza event, what's the hour commitment to be a judge?
Basically, to be a judge, you know, I look at pizza when I review it as scientific.
You know I'm angling to be a judge and have free pizza. I know you offered it. I know. I was crazy this year.
You eat my pizza 3 o'clock in the morning at standing in the fridge. So you obviously, pizza and meatballs is your wheelhouse.
Your pizza's outstanding, man, I'll tell you. All right, Umberto, plug your restaurant real quick.
Yeah, we're the little hole in the wall in the Plaza One Mini Mall in Holiday City, Z Marie's Original Pizza, 730 Jamaica Boulevard. Keep your ears open. We got a second location. It's going to be
Umberto, as soon as you announce it, I'm going to plug it on the air. 100%. Z Marie's. It's some of the best pizza you're going to get. I am looking forward to it. I will see you at the Clarion Hotel and Conference Center, Tom's River, Route 37. Today, I'll be there around 5:45, 6, and I'll have about 45 minutes. I'm going to do some taping of some of the guys, and then we'll have the winner on the show tomorrow.
You got it.
All right,
we're going to need you a couple minutes. So we got a couple things for you tonight, too. But, all Bill, right. thank you so much for your support.
You got it.
Speak for all the small businesses. You're the man.
All right. Thank you, Umberto. Umberto, who owns Z Marie's, some of the great pizza. Tonight, the Jersey Shore Pizza Wars. And then I'll be at Riv's, Tom's River. Meet me there. Buy a beer. Come and say hi at 7 o'clock tonight. 9:45. Fast traffic, instant weather next. 9:52 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning and goodbye. I am Bill Spadia. Hey, I want to thank Michelle DiPietro. Michelle, thank you for the cookbook. The cookbook is Soupified. Here is a Jersey-grown business, and Michelle's got this great cookbook, 30 of her favorite soups. And Michelle, thank you for signing the book. Jody and I will try one of these recipes, and then I will report back on the air. Thank you for the bag that went with it and the spatula. It's funny. I thought the bag was an apron, so the guys were all excited as I opened the box, and we thought the apron was on. I was going to wear it, but that's okay. But we will try some of these recipes. The book is called Soupified by our friend Michelle DiPietro. Tonight I'll be at the Jersey Shore Pizza Wars after a small business event in Red Bank. We'll be stopping by Tallarico's Ultimate Gourmet, 4:30 to 5, and then the Jersey Shore Pizza Wars, 6 to about 6:45 at the Clarion and Tom's River. Although I understand it's sold out, we're at capacity, so stay tuned for the show tomorrow, and I'll highlight some of the winners of the Pizza Wars, and the ultimate winner will come on the show and join me tomorrow. And then we're going to get this Pizza War thing going. I'm going to expand this. Umberto's a great guy. Z Marie's is a great place. And what I really want to do is have a regional pizza war, South Jersey, Central Jersey, North Jersey, and Jersey Shore, and then pick the top 16 in those areas, narrow it down to the final four in each of those, and then get a regional champion. And then, of course, the final four will compete for the best pizza in New Jersey. So stay tuned for that. And honestly, join me at Riv's tonight, Rivoli's on Tom's River. Tom's River is a great, great town. And I will be at Riv's Tom's River Hub, which is my friend Tony Rivoli. He has a fantastic bar and restaurant. There is a sensory room. If you have children with autism, you can have the experience of coming out to dinner. There's a back room that is designed for families that are handling autism and helping their families. So you don't have to miss out on a night out. The front bar is probably where I'm going to be today. and it's going to be awesome. Join me for a beer tonight. We're going to toast the future of New Jersey, talk about how we get Tom's River on track again, and stand up for the men and women in blue. So if you are a supporter of law enforcement, of our common sense movement, come and join me tonight at Rivoli's on Hooper Avenue in Tom's River. Guys, got to get out of here. It is 9:55. I am Bill Spadia. Check out the website, nj1015.com/Bill Spadia. All my latest articles. And I will see you, you know when? Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. See you there.